Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Alicia.
Hi, I'm calling from Citadel Federal Credit Union. I'm with a member. I'm going to pass the phone with him. He wants to discuss a purchase he made with you, and then he's going to pass the phone back to me, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
Hello?
Yes, sir. My name is Iglesia with Customer Service. How may I assist you today?
Yes. I have a charge that they were going to refund, but they said they had to talk to the bank first.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Say it again?
Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Zip code 19015.
Okay. Your name?
Edward Berkheimer, B-E-R-K-H-E-I-M-E-R.
All right, and let's see. And can you verify your address for me?
4115 Barlow Avenue, Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, 19015.
All right, thank you so very much for that. All right, and yes, sir. I do see that you had the Icon smartwatch. Is that correct?
Yeah, the earbuds and the iWatch. They were free gifts. Just pay for shipping. That was it.
Okay, yes, sir. Do you have access to those two products now?
Yeah, they're home.
Yes, sir. All right, you will actually have to send those products back, sir.
No, I mean, I paid $5.95 as free gifts for shipping.
Yes, sir. It was for shipping and handling. It was a 14-day trial period. You were required to contact us if you no longer wanted the product.
It was none of that was in where the free shipping. You going to refund my money or what? They said the bank called you would refund my money.
Yes, sir. You will also have to go ahead and send their product back. So once we receive their product, you'll get I can send 50% now, and then the other will have to be refunded.
Are
once
you
going to
send me a shipping? Are you going to send me a shipping label since I already paid for the shipping?
Well, sir, I can't provide you with the return address.
You're going to provide me with a shipping label. Why should I have to pay for shipping when this was a free gift?
No, sir. It was a 14-day trial period.
No, it wasn't said anywhere. It wasn't anywhere for that. There were two free gifts. You pay for shipping. I don't know what you're pulling here.
Give me one moment, sir, okay?
That's not true. They're trying to say I got to ship the product back. They'll give me half now and then half when they get the product. This is bull, man. What a scam. I wonder how many other people got caught up on this.
Okay, yes, sir. Now, yes. I did go ahead. I consulted with my supervisor real quick. I am going to go ahead and issue out that full refund, but I will be subtracting $9.95. And yes, sir, you still have to return that watch back. So just give me one moment, okay?
What?
And
it wasn't $9.95.
It was speak back with the bank, please, sir.
It was $5.95. It wasn't no $9.95. Hello.
No, sir. That's a restocking fee to place the product back.
Not a restocking fee. This is I paid for a free item. You're getting a little friggin' ridiculous here now.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, can I go ahead and speak back with the bank so I can issue that refund out for you?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I just needed to speak with you to issue out that refund back. Just give me one moment. All right. All right. See. Customer will receive a refund confirmation as well for verification of their refund. I am issuing that now, and you do agree to drop the dispute, correct?
There is none.
Well, I'm not sure why the representative told him to call back with a bank then.
Yeah, he just wants his refund. He didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I did go. All right, I did go ahead and I issued that back out for him. So, he should receive that within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So you issued the refund.
Mm-hmm.
It will come in 3 to 5 business days. And
correct.
Do we have any type of reference number that can go with this?
Yes, I can give you a cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. I can take that now.
All right, so that's C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, D as in David, 81 C as in Charlie, D as in David, A as in Apple, 5 F as in Frank, and the number 8.
And could you spell your first name?
E-L-I-S-H-A.
Okay. And do you have, like, an employee ID number or anything, or you guys just use your name?
Yeah, we just use our name.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer service. You guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.